Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Ms. Abshire is an elementary school teacher at John Muir Elementary. Ms. Abshire speaks Somali, Arabic, and English. Ms. Abshire is from Somalia, which is in East Africa. Somalia is a hot and dry country where the weather is usually 86 degrees Fahrenheit. We talked to Ms. Abshire about what culture means to her.
Culture means connection with my family and friends. Speaking same language with my friends and families if they speak Somali. Eating Somali food, that's what culture means to me. And having traditional clothes and dance.
People like America for all types of reasons, like sports, food, games. Ms. Abshire told us about the things she likes about American culture.
American culture is rich with people all over the world. I like American movies, the freedom and safety.
People celebrate their culture in different ways. Ms. Abshire celebrates her culture by celebrating Ramadan and Eid, which are Muslim holidays. During Ramadan, you get money, you pray, you talk with your family, and you fast. During Eid, you eat together, pray, and get gifts.
I celebrate my culture by fasting Ramadan and also celebrating Eid when it comes. While I am in America, I can fast Ramadan, I can celebrate, and I can also do my traditional dance and wear my traditional clothes.
We also asked Ms. Abshire about how she holds on to her culture now that she lives in the USA. For her, it's wearing a scarf called a hijab.
The culture that I hold on is my traditional clothes. As you can see now, I am wearing my scarf. My hair is covered, but not my face and my hands. That's the one I hold on. Yeah, my cultural attire.
Moving to a new place can be tough, especially when you speak a different language. Ms. Abshire had her own way of adapting.
I am blending by learning the American culture and learning the English language that people spoke. And I learned that by watching cartoons and movies in order for me to learn the language. So it was really nice to have that connection, watching movies ahead of time. And then when I came to America, it was easier to watch the cartoons and also to continue watching movies so I can learn and speak the English language.
Through this interview, we learned about Ms. Abshire. It was exciting to learn about how she learned English and her traditions. All in all, this was important because we got to find out about our teachers' food, bio, and cultural attire.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.